Armanek Nurjanian is used to people hearing and watching him talk. He's had his own YouTube channel, Liberal Agenda, for 4 years now, where he posts political videos almost every day. A far-left liberal, Nurjanian describes himself as an American patriot who upholds human and civil rights in his broadcasting. Now, he finds himself in mainstream politics with a spot on the ballot for city council member of District 8.
I'm running because I want to take political power as a liberal. I want to have political power in order to redistribute wealth. I want to take from the rich and give the poor.
Nurjanian has been a security guard, graphics artist, and animator. But it's clear to anyone watching his videos that his passion is politics. And he has strong opinions about pretty much every issue and specific solutions to problems he sees.
I'm committed to changing, first of all, tax structure. I want to raise taxes against oil producers in Los Angeles areas.
This is just one of his many plans. Nurjanian also feels strongly about Governor Brown's proposed budget cuts.
It would mean less social programs. It would mean less subsidies for heating, cooling, and less opportunities for poor people to get in jobs.
And this hits close to home. Nurjanian describes his District 8 as a mainly African-American and Latino immigrant population.
There are no problems in my neighborhood, but there are certain problems with street dope dealing, and also sometimes, you know, you can go up the stairs and you smell the unpleasant stench of narcotics, you know.
Dealing with drugs is high on Nurjanian's liberal agenda and platform, as well as regulating taxes and dealing with rental subsidies.
Also, I want to expedite distribution of Section 8 rental housing subsidies, you know, to poor working class people, you know, so that people live better and have more consumer power, but gain consumer power in order to boost retail sales so businesses could thrive.
Nurjanian is up against Jabari Jumane, 4C Hogan Rowles, and Bernard Parks, the current council member. Britt Thorson, Annenberg Radio News.